How to conduct an employee background check. Background checks are considered a nightmare for every employer. The cover letter and resume were great, the interview got right, but after the employee gets hired, the company is not getting their expectations fulfilled. As an employer of one of the reputed investigation services in Sydney, you can avoid this by vetting via thorough background check process. Scroll down to know all the important aspects that you should consider when conducting one. Behavioral interviewing. There are two types of interviews, behavioral and situational. The situational interview allows the potential candidates to assume the hypothetical and helps the employer to get an honest answer that goes well with what they want to hear. In the case of behavioral interviews, it gives the employer insight into how the candidate can fit into the company and offers the opportunity to double-check the story with references. Social media presence. Employees represent companies, and there are two things that must be avoided on their social media. One is any kind of behavior that reflects a bad image of the company. What they choose to make public, including opinions and pictures, can be damaging to their employers. Another is any kind of social media post that tells negative about current or past employers. One will be a professional, public account that they provide the employers and attach to any web presence, while the other one is exactly the opposite. You must check to make sure there nothing is left behind and covered. Criminal record check. A background inspection for a private security guard includes checking for a criminal record, even if the candidate says they haven't committed any criminal activities in the past. Hiring an employee with a criminal record is risky for companies, especially vulnerable sectors like healthcare, teaching, or social work. So, a criminal search must be conducted to make sure the candidate is cleared to work with vulnerable individuals. Educational background. In jobs where candidates need special degrees, such as law or teaching, an employer can ask to see their degree as proof of credentials. These specialized jobs also come with placements with portfolios, assessments, or digital profiles. A candidate who completed a specialty program recently will often have a body of work available to show professors who can provide references. Hope you have understood how to conduct an employee background check. If you find the content of this blog, don't forget to share it with your friends and get back to us for more exciting content.